This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones, and now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Well, here I am again. Every time that you see me on the Alex Jones show, it's a good sign, I guess, because we never know when we're going to be removed from communicating. That's going to be one of the real turning points in our country. While we can communicate, I would say we're still free, right? We're still free. Although pretty soon we're going to all be faced with the pressure to take this vaccine. And at that point, I would say we most absolutely certainly are not free. And already a lot of us, I think, are not free just to the extent that This full court press of brainwashing has succeeded in stealing their human agency. I'm a boomer. You know, I was born at the end of the 50s, and I've seen a lot, but I have never seen anything in my life like the total wall-to-wall 24/7 brainwashing to take this vaccine. This untested, emergency use authorized only, experimental mRNA gene therapy. We literally are the human guinea pigs. We don't know, how much research went into this before Operation Warp Speed. Did these big pharma companies that are one way or the other under the control of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the George Soros Open Society, these huge global monopolies, have they been just waiting to roll this out, waiting for a reason to inject, no pun intended, their own agenda into this pandemic? You know, I'm an admirer of Donald Trump, as many of us are. He at least was a fighter. But I think that when it comes to Operation Warp Speed and rolling out the vaccine, I think that he was also brainwashed and rolled. He was put into a position where he couldn't say no to this vaccine program. And as a result, we have what we have, which is potentially as bad as even a mass sterilization event. We really don't know. How can we tell? Right now, I can't even tell if my Skype connection is working. Have I lost the connection, folks? Might have to, okay. I'm told that I still have the connection. We don't know what's in this vaccine. You know, that at the best, you could say, well, you know, Fauci and the other minions, they are going to be surprised just like all the rest of us when it turns out that this has some kind of a sterilizing effect or other consequences on children yet unborn. You know, diestrosilbestrol, which sterilized women. That was a drug used in the 50s, an accepted FDA-approved drug. In Britain, there was another one called thalidomide, which resulted in horrible birth defects. So we might not know the effects of this vaccination program for years or even for decades. For, you know, babies in the womb today might not know until they grow up and turn out to be sterile or worse, birth defects. But it doesn't matter. We've just got to run with it, go full speed, take the injection. You turn on the television, whether it's local news, national news, it's either systemic racism or it's COVID vaccine. Take the vaccine.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. They said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm sorry for any little bad outro there. Kind of a few little Skype technical issues here. But this vaccine, if we're forced to take it, and by forced, I think Tucker's did a terrific job last night on the opening, as has been mentioned. If you have to take the vaccine to go back to school, if you have to take the vaccine to get on an airplane or to get on a cruise ship, you know, if you have to take the vaccine in the military, an experimental vaccine. I remember back during the Kuwait Desert Storm era, troops were forced to take the anthrax vaccine and other vaccines, but at least they weren't experimental. They had, in some way or another, been approved. They had been out for years or decades. This is something entirely new, and it's not even true to call it an actual vaccine, because it's not. It's something completely original, and I would urge anybody that has not seen it to please watch a documentary. It's 2 hours, but it's broken into four parts by a blogger named James Corbett, and it's called Who is Bill Gates? And it goes into detail on the Gates family being three generations of eugenicists. You know, this myth that Bill Gates was some computer whiz who dreamed up computer ideas in his garage, And you know, was sort of like Steve Jobs. You know, he just came up with Microsoft is completely bogus. This is all laid out in this documentary, Who is Bill Gates? He was actually a guy who wasn't a computer genius at all, but he had a lot of family backing, a lot of family money and legal backing. So in an era in the 1970s when computer code was virtually freeware, you know, code writers were sharing this stuff open source, and he got his own legal teams using family money to give himself a monopoly on the initial code that he basically ripped off from other people. But once he patented it and got it copyrighted and under legal protection, that's when the whole Microsoft story began. It wasn't that Bill Gates was some, you know, genius code writer, not at all. And in effect, you could look at Bill Gates as using Microsoft to fund his true family passion, which is eugenics. He's Bill Gates, the number three, the third. Going all the way back to the beginning of the 20th century, the Gates family has been involved in eugenics movements, primarily concerned with overpopulation. And Microsoft has given him the money to be at the table during all of this, the events of the last couple of decades. he's now one of the probably the three most powerful people on earth. You know, forget politicians. They come and they go. People like Bill Gates buy and sell politicians, you know, like they're, you know, sheep and goats at the market. The real power is in these people like Soros and Gates and others, the ones that control these global monopolies. When you strip it all down, even these big pharma companies, they're just little widgets in these giant global conglomerates. And this plan has been unfolding for years. I don't know if we'll be able to see it maybe in one of the next segments, but I just became aware today of a HBO miniseries that was filmed in 2019 but released in September of 2020, and it was called Utopia. It's not to be confused with a British version, which was released in 2013. So if you're looking for it, if you're searching for it on a video platform, look for Utopia 2020, starring Bill Cusack. And it's basically what we've been seeing, which is these global villains using a new pandemic as a pretext to roll out a vaccine, which in truth is a sterilization tool, because they're convinced that overpopulation is the big threat to the world, and they're not going to kill anybody. That's the plan. They're not going to actually put out a poison that kills people. It's just going to sterilize three generations. And it's just extremely creepy that this film was produced just as they were doing the, you know, their plandemic planning, you know, their I forget the name of it, Global 2001, Global 201. This was the, all of these same big shots, you know, Gates, Soros, Rockefellers, all of them meeting in New York, talking about how they're going to manage this planet. That's when this film was produced, and it was released in 2020. It was canceled after 8 episodes because people found it just too creepy, extremely violent, and just way too creepy that this film was talking about, you know, literally shoehorning a vaccine on the back of a fairly minor pandemic, but using all of their brainwashing tools, their global control of all TV networks, virtually, you know, every major media platform, control of governments, you know, control of all of the messaging to whip up a hysteria about a pandemic and then use it to ramrod a vaccine into people, into the entire global population, for the purpose of sterilizing three generations of humanity to bring the global population down from, you know, 7 or more billion people to a more manageable 1.5 billion. Of course, these global elites, they'll still have their Gulfstream jets. They'll still be, you know, the masters of the world, but they just won't have to deal with the problems of feeding and managing 7 billion, you know, humans. They're going to, you know, lower it down through sterilization and a slow die-off. And if this doesn't sound like reality, I don't know what does, but I recommend watching the segment, the clip that's floating around, you know, show, you know, talking about the, I guess John Cusack is sort of a, I wouldn't say unnecessarily a Bill Gates, but he's one of the vaccine designers and implementers. And this is where we are now. You know, the military itself is in a quandary about how far they can push this. Can they force soldiers to take the vaccine when it's an experimental vaccine? Until now, it's been illegal for the military to force soldiers to take any experimental vaccine. But that seems to be changing because these evil forces have complete control of all of the messaging. There's no counter message allowed. Websites that even obliquely talk about, you know, the vaccine not being a panacea are forced off of the internet. There's a great website called LifeSite News, It's been pushed off of Twitter, Facebook, just, you know, shunned into the outer reaches because it has expressed even minor doubt about the vaccine. And I would like to, you know, I hope that Tucker Carlson can say on the air, you know, for a major network at Fox News, he seems to be pushing the envelope about as far as he can. You know, last night's opening was very risky for him, I think, because he's really poking this global Leviathan. He's almost daring them to take him out one way or the other, because he is rehashing issues that have gotten, you know, people lower on the food scale, the media food scale, completely banished and banned. So I wonder what they're going to do to take out Tucker Carlson, because, you know, this is really going to be the Rubicon, the turning point. If they can force us to take the vaccine, freedom's dead. And that's just a fact.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
If anybody doubts that that normal American life is done, I think that we started getting the idea when things happened, like Roger Stone being arrested in the pre-dawn raid with the CNN cameras rolling. But now with Rudy Giuliani his house being raided, not arrested yet, but America's mayor Rudy Giuliani. Raided by the FBI for electronic devices that were freely offered, as if he's a flight risk, he's going to take off to Paraguay or somewhere. This is the FBI being fully turned into the Democrat Party Stasi. There's absolutely no question about this. And if we shy away from this topic, if we just pretend that everything is okay and we're just going to somehow come through in 22, the GOP is going to have a big victory, everything will be back to normal, I don't believe it. The Department of Justice, which has also been completely politicized and weaponized, even the FISA court, some of the bad actors from the Russia hoax, like Mary McCord, she's now working at the FISA court as a consultant. So this is literally putting the fox with the bloody teeth in charge of the hen house the next night after the big hen massacre. This is when the Democrats and the Department of Justice and the FBI just don't care anymore. They don't care that we know. It's like the Solzhenitsyn quote, that the KGB, the Communist Party, they know that we know that it's all a lie, and we know that they know, and it goes on like that. They just don't care because they feel that they're in total control. I think that people holding out hope for 2022, just vote harder next time. I mean, I certainly am going to vote. Don't get me wrong, because I'm going to, keep paddling until the canoe is completely submerged, right? But as far as I'm concerned, the evil forces in this country are fully and totally in control. This means that Alex could be arrested, I could be arrested. They just have to put a face on the wall and then say, go get them, team. Find the crime. And if you can't find the crime, plant something on his computer. They've already been doing this for years. Cheryl Atkinson has written a couple of excellent books about this. She had information planted on her computer, which the people doing this didn't understand that her hard drive, her computer tower, was right next to her bed because she was constantly up and down, checking things. So when her hard drive would go into, turbo spin mode for no reason, for 20 minutes or half an hour at a time in the middle of the night, she took the tower into her own IT consultants, computer security people, ex-government people, and they found all of this classified information had been planted inside of her computer, no doubt to facilitate an arrest at a later date. This is your FBI today. They are no different than the KGB or the Stasi. And I know a lot of people are very shy about talking about this because they don't want to get the Roger Stone treatment or the Paul Manafort treatment. You know, what surprised them was how brave Roger Stone was, that he didn't just buckle and read the prepared script. If he had turned Judas against Donald Trump and read the script they wanted him to read, he wouldn't have lost his house. He wouldn't have lost his livelihood, his life savings. They do this to break people. So I'm not sure what Roger is doing in terms of fundraising right now, but I have to, you know, make a note to revisit this, and because they've basically financially ruined the man to the point of absolute impoverishment. So if they can't put you in prison, they can almost put you on the street. This is your Department of Justice and your FBI today. And shame on them. If somehow constitutional-minded people ever take control of this country again, maybe there will be a day of reckoning. But I seriously doubt it, because the people who pulled the entire Russiagate scam, the FBI agents who had Hunter Biden's laptop and knew all about all the truth about Ukraine and Burisma and the Biden corruption, they had that right during the Donald Trump impeachment, the Ukraine impeachment, and they kept it hidden. They're as corrupt and dirty and evil as the worst corrupt old machine city police department ever, the Serpico era New York vice cops. They're just dripping with evil corruption. And shame on them for wearing that badge, that gold FBI badge, which they'll sometimes flash as if it still means anything. You know, a friend of mine knows somebody who's been visited by the FBI, and they've now gotten so woke that the female agent had multicolored fingernails with the index fingers over an inch long. The male had tattoos on the backs of his hands and fingers. This tells me, and nothing wrong with that, folks, but we're talking about the FBI, all right? They've gone fully hard woke. They are completely captured now by the hard left. They're looking at us, you know, constitutional conservatives, as their enemies of the state, and they feel totally emboldened to frame, to perjure themselves, to plant evidence, to create evidence, to solicit perjury by threatening people with hard jail time in order to get at their other victims. This is the very dangerous era that we are in now. And the next thing is going to be turning the military loose on Americans. I mean, no posse comitatus? Who cares about that when you've turned the FBI into the KGB and Stasi? Do you really think they're going to care about turning the military against Americans now? I mean, right in the Constitution, it says that the military is to protect our country from invasion, while the executive branch opens the floodgates for an invasion and has buses running 24 hours a day, taking illegals into every American city in order to tip the electoral balance. So do you really think that they're going to have any qualms about turning the military loose against us? These are dark days, folks. I wish I wasn't so black-pilled, but I am.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It is really gut-wrenching for me to do this, and I can't even imagine doing this for a couple hours of every day, as well as all of the off-air show prep and running a business. I can't even imagine, because this just pulls it out of me. So I don't like talking about these things. I wish that I wasn't. I wish I could be off somewhere, writing, genre fiction, just, silly stuff about detectives and spies and the mafia. I can't, because now we're actually in it. We are in the game, We're in a death struggle for our freedom. Is that the people that are running this operation, they have no intention of backing down. They think that they now own the entire, they own the bank, the factory, the candy store. They own the supermarket. They own everything, and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, this vaccine is just one more massive power grab. Can we literally brainwash enough of the people into accepting this gene therapy so that the rest, the resistors, the holdouts, will feel so much pressure that they'll take it as well? And that's even before you bring up the issue of shedding. You know, like these Monsanto Frankenfood GMO genes that are blowing in the dust and being carried by birds and rodents into fields that were never, you know, using these Franken gene and Frankenfood Monsanto stuff. I'm sorry, but what are we going to do if we're just backed into the corner? You know, I think that, and it's a theme of mine, not everything in this country is going to happen in the same way, you know, from state to state and city to city. There's going to be very different outcomes. If you compare, for example, Florida and Michigan, you have a governor of Michigan putting, you know, two-year-olds onto mandatory mask outside lockdown, no schools, saying that unless the people will get to a certain percentage of vaccine acceptance, she won't open businesses. You know, she's literally got a scale, Governor Whitmer. She has like a time scale based on vaccination acceptance that she's essentially holding a gun to the heads of people saying, you take the vaccine or we just keep the economy locked down. Meanwhile, she herself flew to Florida on a private Gulfstream jet, you know, that she asked, quote unquote, air quotes, asked these corporate bosses if she could, you know, use one of their fractional ownership Gulfstreams to make a little side trip to Florida while she's lying about never leaving the state. This is the kind of ruler that the worst states are going to have. Meanwhile, I'm in Florida, and my governor, Ron DeSantis, at least is trying as much as is humanly possible. You know, they're passing laws saying that there can be no mandatory vaccination, not at colleges, not by businesses. But we'll see how far that goes, because, you know, Florida is also a big home for the cruise ship industry, and the cruise lines are saying no vaccination, you know, no boarding the ship. Well, you can say a cruise ship, that's completely voluntary. It's just a vacation, so don't go on the cruise ship. And I get it. But it's another issue of, can the governor of Florida really control these things, or will the next step be a private college saying, if you don't take the vaccination, your kid can't come back to school? So there's a real push and pull going on. But at least in Florida, the governor and the legislature is trying to push back against these forces of totalitarianism. You know, he's also going against big tech and social media, you know, for banning conservatives. So the only really hopeful, helpful advice I can give is to get away from the areas that are predictably going to be the worst. It's like a volcano zone when you live on the slope of Vesuvius and it starts to rumble. Well, why don't you move? Because it's going to get really bad, but it's going to be much worse in some areas than in some other areas. Now, the real estate market in the states where people are moving is going kind of crazy. So you're going to have a hard time finding a house or an apartment. I understand that. Here in Florida, houses are going on the market and in an hour they're getting offers, you know, 10 and 15% over the asking price. People are showing up with cash in suitcases to buy houses. People are buying houses even over the internet without even visiting. This is showing you this osmotic pressure that the people in the Marxist-oriented dictator states are getting out. Don't be left behind. This is sort of like the end of the Second World War when, you know, Germany and Eastern Europe were, you know, on their backs with occupying forces, Soviets in the East, Americans and British in the West. But there was still time for people to get a wagon and leave, you know, put their family, pick up the bundles, get anything that has wheels and drag it west. You know, the Iron Curtain didn't go up the day after VE Day. It did not. There were still months and even in some cases years for people who could read the tea leaves to get the hell out of what was going to become communist Iron Curtain countries. And a lot of their neighbors probably just said, oh, the Soviets, they're not going to do that. They're probably going to go back to Russia or, you know, I was a socialist in college and the socialists are okay, so what's the problem? The people that could see, that could read the tea leaves said, no, get out. Like a lot of the Jews in Germany in the 1930s, they were reading the tea leaves and they said, get out. You just don't wait for Hitler to be voted out. He's not going to be voted out. The military is not going to get rid of Hitler. The smart people in Germany that saw what was happening, they told their families, we're leaving. We're walking away. In many cases, they didn't even pack because they didn't want to alert their neighbors. They just left. And this is the kind of a shakeup that's going to go on in the United States because there's no way, as much as they try, you know, I don't know if it's now they're saying it's Ron Klain is Biden's brains. Whenever I say Biden, I really mean Biden's handlers. There's no way that Biden's handlers can institute these draconian measures equally across all 50 states. But they are planning it. You know, they are purging the military. They've already purged the CIA and Department of Justice. They've already got them running as, you know, as little Marxist organizations. But the rest of the government and the military is engaged in this purge now, where white conservative men are the absolute, you know, in this scenario, they are the kulaks. Or the landlords in a Russian or Chinese context, or the German Jews in the Nazi context, they are purging them out of the military. What do you think they're going to use the military for once it's fully purged and the only people left are the, you know, the woke cultural Marxists? Do you think they're going to stick to the Constitution? Do you think they care about the Constitution? Not at all. Not a bit. We'll finish this in the...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes. Chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
You know, if you buy my printed books, you don't have to get them from Bezos. You can get them from me if you look at my website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. The reason I wrote them was so that when the timing became really critical, like right now, I might have some kind of an input. So to that extent, my books have succeeded, because here I am, very grateful to Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for giving me this chance, you know, to continue my prognosticating. Now, this mandatory vaccine, whether it's the government mandating it or private industry mandating it, it really means the same thing, because we're now into an era of corporate tyranny or corporatism. You know, where does the government end and Google, Alphabet, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, where they begin? We've already seen senior people from Google going to work in the White House, for example. So it's really meaningless to say Well, you know, they're a private company and they can do what they like. They can ban the former president of the United States from posting on Twitter because they're a private company. But they're working hand in glove with the government. You know, this is another definition of fascism. Except under fascism, the government is controlling the industry. In this case, the power might have shifted so dramatically that the industry is now controlling the government. I mean, nobody that I know believes that Joe Biden got 80 million votes, right? This whole massive chicanery was pulled off with huge help from the big tech, the global corporate big tech. They didn't want Trump. He's not a globalist, and that's enough to set the dogs against him. The Department of Justice weaponized with, you know, two fake impeachments plus the Russia hoax. You know, this is a full machine now. It's not just the government or over there private industry and sometimes they're collaborating. No, they are all part of the same Leviathan. And sometimes I've struggled for a way to understand this. How can a small global elite, no matter how rich and powerful, how can they control this entire world, the entire population? And I, just before the show, and I just made like a little graphic to understand this. I look at this like a pyramid, okay? And at the top are pure satanic forces. These are, you know, these you can understand in religious terms as, you know, Lucifer. Pure evil. People that just want to see suffering. They'll literally make a deal with the devil to keep their own Gulfstream jets and private islands. But more than their own personal greed and lust for power, they're like arsonists. They're sociopaths. They want to see the world burn. And they are at the very pinnacle and generally unseen. But below them, and so I just made this little, it's not working too good here. But below them on the pyramid, you have dedicated, knowing, witting communist traitors. They hate America because America is a sovereign, powerful superpower doing more good than bad in the world, I would say. I mean, after World War II, we could have just picked up where Great Britain left off. We didn't want to make out-and-out colonies. You know, Japan had and still has American troops there, but they're not goose-stepping around, you know, ordering people what to do. Same thing in Germany. We've had a pretty light hand as far as empires go, but this is not enough for the dedicated, you know, the witting, knowing communists. I would certainly put John Brennan in that list. I would certainly put the new director of the CIA in that list. He is a stooge of the CCP. Now, you could almost say that there has been a takeover, that it's gone beyond just that we have leaders who are witting communists, you know, hiding in plain sight. Of course, they're not going to put the hammer and sickle lapel pin on yet. They're not going to run the hammer and sickle up over the White House yet. So they're still speaking in code. But it's clear, how does a guy who voted for, you know, the Communist Party during the Cold War, when the gulags were running full blast in the Soviet Union, during the Cultural Revolution in China, when millions were being, you know, were being murdered, how does a guy like that not only get into the CIA, but rise to the very top of the CIA? Well, I'll tell you, it's with a lot of help at the top of the pyramid. The satanic forces, they use their power, their evil satanic power, to leverage the most useful tools to the top of the pyramid. This is how you get a Barack Obama, who to me is like a living embodiment of you know, a Rosemary's Baby or a you know, Damien from the Omen series, you know, the literally the spawn of Satan. How does he, this mystery man, slide through the elite colleges purportedly, and the next thing you know, he's a senator, the next thing you know, he's a president? It's with help from the satanic forces at the top. Now, just below on the pyramid, below the knowing communist traitors, you know, the John Brennans, you have cultural Marxists. They're woke, they're leftist, they believe, you know, the BS, the brainwashing, they're fully brainwashed, they do believe there are 57 genders, and if tomorrow you say there's 72, they'll believe that. Then if you say it's actually, you know, six genders, they'll believe that, because they'll believe anything they're told. They're cultural Marxists, they're automatons, they don't do their own thinking, but they know that what they've been told in school from grade school on, that America is an evil empire, you know, based on racism and slavery, that's all it is, and it has to be destroyed. They're first-level thinkers, that's the extent of their understanding. They're just brainwashed people that do as they're told. Then below them, you just have apathetic, you know, useful idiots, just sheeple, people that just want to watch TV and entertain themselves. It's a stretch to even call them first-level thinkers. They're just reactive, just like, you know, like an animal just moving around the farm, not even knowing why the gates open and close, not even knowing why the food appears sometimes and doesn't appear other times. And at the very bottom of the pyramid, unfortunately, it's terrible, this blue screen, is us, the normal people. So we're most of the population, but we're being controlled by levers of power, tiny, tiny but powerful forces at the very top, the satanic forces, who open the doors for the knowing, witting communists who have a life mission of destroying the United States of America in order to usher in the, you know, communism 2.0, which in their version is globalism. And they use the brainwashing process to brainwash the easily duped cultural Marxists and useful idiots. And what do we do about it? How do you resist this when so much is stacked on top of us? Well, the power is stacked on top of us, but at the very least, you don't go along with it. You know, you fight back. When people say there's, you know, that gender is just a construct, call them idiots. Say no. There are two sexes, two genders. That's it. Then there's gender dysphoria, but it doesn't count. If somebody says they're Napoleon, you don't have to go along with their fantasy. You just say, I'm sorry, you have a mental problem. The key is to push back. Don't just quietly go along hoping that this ship is going to right itself. That's like the Poseidon adventure when the ship is at 90 degrees and going down. No, you can't wait for it to right itself. You have to come out with a new strategy to escape from the ship, because this ship is not going to right itself. And it's going to be up to all of us to survive this.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.